Hey there, my awesome listeners. Welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core, where we unlock strength, resilience, and that sweet, sweet balance in life. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and today we're diving into something super powerful. Letting go of the past for mental freedom. Ever feel like you're carrying around this backpack filled with old baggage? Past hurts, regrets, even those cringy moments from high school, yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Holding on to all that stuff is like wearing ankle weights on your mind, dragging you down and keeping you from truly moving forward. Today, we're going to explore how to ditch those mental ankle weights and step into a lighter, freer version of yourself. Because seriously, who wants to be weighed down by yesterday when there's an entire future waiting to be explored? Let's break it down. Here are five key takeaways that will help you say bye-bye to the past and unlock your mental freedom. Number 1. Acknowledge and accept. First things first, you gotta give yourself permission to feel those feelings, the sadness, anger, or even embarrassment. Don't try to bury them or pretend they don't exist. Accepting that these emotions are a part of your journey is the first step towards letting them go. Think about it like this. Trying to ignore a broken leg won't make it heal faster. It just makes you limp around and feel miserable. Acknowledge the hurt, let yourself grieve, but don't let it define you. You are so much more than those past experiences. Number 2. Learn from your experiences. The past isn't always about dwelling on negative things. There's a ton of wisdom to be found in our past mistakes and challenges. Think about the tough times you faced. What did you learn? How did you grow? This is where Stoic philosophy comes in handy. It's all about focusing on what we can control, which is our own thoughts and actions, and accepting what we can't. So, learn from those past experiences, use them to guide your decisions, but don't let them dictate your present or future. Number 3. Practice forgiveness. Now, this one can be tough, forgiving yourself and others for past hurts. But trust me, it's like lifting a huge weight off your shoulders. Holding on to anger and resentment is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. It only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about releasing yourself from the emotional prison of the past. It's a gift you give yourself, a chance to start fresh and move forward with a lighter heart. Number 4. Focus on the present moment. The only time we truly have power is right now. Past events are gone, future outcomes are uncertain, but the present moment is ours to shape. So how can you be more present? Practice mindfulness, take a few deep breaths, pay attention to your senses, and really savor this moment. You know that feeling when you're lost in a good book or having a delicious meal? That's being fully present, and it's pure bliss. The past can't touch you in the present, so let go of what's behind you and embrace the beauty of now. Number 5. Visualize your future. What does freedom look like for you? Imagine yourself living a life free from the shackles of the past, filled with joy, purpose, and peace. Visualizing your desired future can be incredibly powerful. It helps to align your thoughts and actions with your goals and keeps you motivated on your journey towards mental freedom. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're walking down the street, head held high, feeling confident and at ease. You're not burdened by past mistakes or regrets, they're simply lessons learned. You're open to new experiences, embracing the present moment with joy and gratitude. That, my friends, is the power of letting go of the past. It's a journey, not a destination. There will be times when those old patterns resurface, but that's okay. Just gently acknowledge them, learn from them, and keep moving forward. You've got this. So remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your feelings, learn from your experiences, practice forgiveness, focus on the present moment, and visualize your future self free and empowered. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to let go of the past and embrace mental freedom? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on any future episodes packed with Stoic wisdom for a more fulfilling life. Until next time, keep building that core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.